Top 10 foods you should never put in the fridge. I just read this morning before I came in. And I've been living a lie. Number 10, tomatoes, onions, cucumbers, and garlic.
Wait, tomatoes, onions, cucumbers.
Yeah. I put all those in the fridge.
I do not put tomatoes in the fridge.
Oh, you don't?
No, because they get cold. When they're cold, they get mealy and nasty.
Well, there you go. You're right, Carrie. You're ahead of us.
I prefer them at room temperature.
You're ahead of us. Number 9. This is something. Number 9. Foods you should never put in the fridge. Ketchup and mustard.
I do.
That's it. That's the fight at my house.
Really?
Yes, because ketchup goes in the refrigerator.
No, it doesn't.
I think it does.
No, it says, according to this, the acidity allows it to stay fresh outside. Now, look at the restaurants. How many restaurants right now have ketchup bottles on their tables?
That's true.
And you just told us not to put tomatoes in there.
Yeah, it does something to the flavor. That's why. All my life, up until today, I thought, well, yeah, ketchup, put it in the fridge.
I put mustard in the fridge, too.
I do, too. Mm-hmm. But apparently, we're living a lie. Number 8, pickles.
Oh, come on. They have to be cold.
No, the high salt and vinegar content
kills the bacteria
in pickles.
No, you cannot have a warm pickles are not good.
No, nobody likes a warm pickle.
Okay, all right. I'm just a messenger here. The 7th food you should never put in the fridge that proves we're living a lie, butter. Butter is pasteurized, and I guess that's why they used to make those little things with a lid. You lift the lid up, and there was your stick of butter, and you could remember.
Yeah, okay, let me stop you right there and ask you a question, because this is another fight at my house. When you leave your butter in that, do you take the wrapping off, or you leave it in the paper in that butter dish thing?
Oh, you take the wrapping off.
That's what I think, too. But no, Aaron's always like, why are you unwrapping that? No. I'm like, well, you don't like.
You mean a stick of butter,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, a stick of butter. If it's in one of those, like, butter, you know, things.
Like a butter dish.
Butter dish. You take it out of the wrapper, right?
Carrie, isn't that right? You take the stick of butter out of the wrapper.
Yeah,
that's what
I thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nobody leaves it in the wrapper. You know what I mean. Number 6, coffee. Don't put the coffee in the fridge. It'll ruin the flavor. Some people do that, or they put it in the freezer. Mm-hmm. The only reason you should do that is if you're storing it, if you buy in bulk. Now, here's the one that's going to create a lot of problems in the city of Fort Wayne. Top foods you should never put in the fridge. Number 5, eggs.
No, not
doing that. A fresh, free-range egg should last a good week outside once it's, sitting on the counter.
No. They have them in the fridge. It's in the cold section at the store for a reason.
You know, I never thought of that. I'll go with the big supermarket chains that don't want lawsuits.
Thank you. Right.
Number 4, Nutella. Nutella goes in the pantry. Does not go in the fridge.
Yeah.
Number 3, aged cheese does not go in the fridge. You can leave that out.
Because cheese is much better room temperature.
Yes.
If you've ever had cheese, or if you're a cheese lover, it tastes much better.
It's easier to cut the cheese when you're...
Didn't know that was going to happen. Did you, Ange?
I didn't, but I'm kind of glad it did.
We're in junior high. And the top 2 things you should never put in the fridge, number 2, donuts. You have donuts left over, people put them in the fridge. No, it ruins the taste. And number 1 on the list, avocados. You don't put avocados in the fridge. Now, I leave them out till they ripen, and then I notice they're ripe, and I don't have any use for them that minute, so I put them in the fridge to stop any more rotting. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I see.
You guys
that.
Don't eat avocados?
You know, I love them. Yeah, I eat a lot of avocados. I love them, too, but I just buy them on the day I know I'm going to use them.
Oh, well.
Because they're so sensitive.
Yeah, they ripen very quickly.
Yes.
So that's another thing. All right, anyway, those are the top 10. There's like 35 of these that's just unbelievable.
Where is this?
We put it up on our Facebook page. It's up on our Facebook page, so if you want to look at it and argue with us, you can do that right now. It's up there.
Waking up with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.